Okay, Chavra, so we decided that we would begin Shi'ur by just learning some Rambam together as a way of giving us some Hashgafa, and then we'll get back into Malachas Shabbos as quickly as we can. So the Rambam tells us that there is something called Hilchos Tshuva. That itself is a Chiddush, no? That there are halachos of how you do tshuva. I would have thought that tshuva is just that, you know, you do an aveira, you stop doing the aveira, end of conversation. But the Rambam made tshuva rather than a hashgafa topic, it became a halacha topic for the Rambam. And that itself is the first chiddush. The Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva with what is called a koteret. The koteret is like the heading in the Rambam. In the Rambam, the heading writes that there's one mitzvah in tshuva, v'hu, sheyashuv ha-chotei mechet'o lefnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. That's like a very full sentence, that the one who sinned should return from his sin in the presence of Hashem, and he should do vidui. It sounds like the mitzvah is to do tshuva. However, when the Rambam begins the halacha, and we'll make a few points over here, the Rambam writes, "Kol mitzvah shebatorah beinaseh ben losaseh, im over adam al achas mehen, bein bezodin, bein bishgoga, kishe yasa tshuva v'yashuv, mecheto chayev l'hisvado sefnei hakel baruchu, shenema isho isha kiyasu, etc. v'hisvado eschatosam asher asu, ze vidui devarim." So let me just make a few comments on this Rambam. There's the famous stira in the Rambam, that the Rambam in the halacha sounds like the mitzvah is vidui, as opposed to the Rambam, the Koteret, who says that the mitzvah is tshuva. I don't know if I want to flesh that out so much. Rav Soloveitchik in the Al HaTshuva spent a lot of time on that issue. But I want to just focus on a few other brief diyugim. The Rambam begins, Kol mitzvah shebetorah. Translate the words, Kol mitzvah shebetorah.
All mitzvahs
in the Torah, right? Not a hard translation. All mitzvahs. That means every single mitzvah has tshuva. Like sometimes people get into the Kabbalistic heebie-jeebie world. And over there you encounter that there are certain averos for which there's no tshuva possible, no? One of the things that scares guys the most when they're in yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, sometimes depending on where you go, is that someone tells you a zohar about the Iser Chotzah Zer Levatola, and that there's no tshuva that's possible on it. I don't know any zohar. I know a Rambam. The Rambam tells me that every single avera has tshuva. End of conversation. It's not shayach to have an avera without tshuva. That itself would actually be fundamentally against our faith, because we believe that just like a person can move away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person has to be able to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. Gershon, you had a comment?
No.
Okay, so that's the first point, that the Rambam says, all mitzvahs in the Torah, asay los asay, meiz and shogeg, when you do tshuva, and you v'yoshuv mechet'o, chayov l'hisvados efnei hakel baruchu. If I read this Rambam correctly, I would say that the vidui is done when the person is already involved in the process of tshuva. Vidui is not a trigger to begin tshuva, but rather when the person is already involved in tshuva, then the person does the vidui. Later on in this Rambam, the Rambam connects the vidui to the vidui on karbanos, and the Rambam connects the vidui when a person injures somebody, that you have to be misvada, etc. In those situations, you get the impression that the vidui is not done at the time of tshuva. We'll read this inside. But over here, the vidui is done in the process of tshuva. You're already doing tshuva, then you do vidui. So I'm not sure what it means, but hanir lofiyani is daiti. It seems to me that the pshat is like this. The Rambam tells us both in the Koteret and here that the din is chayev l'hisvados lefnei hakel baruchu. The vidui has to be done in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, no? That, by the way, is an interesting formulation. We have a Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah that the Rambam says, Reb Chaim made a big deal about this Rambam, that the din of Kavona in Tefillah, which is always Ma'akev, right? Reb Chaim famously says that there's Tzvei Dinim in Davening. There's Kavona to know what the words mean, and that's only Ma'akev in the first Bracha. But the Kavona that you're standing in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is Ma'akev in the entire Tefillah. Right? That's the famous Yisod of Reb Chaim. The idea of Tefillah is that I'm being omeid lefnei Hashem. I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is what davening is. Just recognizing that I am in Hashem's presence. Vidui also, the Rambam tells me, is lefnei Hakel Baruch Hu. Same exact lashon in the Rambam. The idea of vidui is that now I'm in front of Hashem. Until I do tshuva, the pshat is I don't realize that God is present. The only reason the person ever sins is because the person feels, Rachmana Litzlan Chas V'Shalom, any firm word you want to use, but the person feels like God is not here. If I would recognize Hashem is here, I wouldn't do that aveira, no? So kishe yashuv, when you do tshuva, you already feel like you're in the process of returning, so you're already lefnei Hashem. When you're lefnei Hashem, then chayev lehisvados lefnei hakel, then you have to articulate the vidui in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This idea of being lefnei Hashem is nogea for hilchas tefillah, no? There's a famous chayu adam, where the chayu adam writes, if a person forgets a din in the middle of davening, so the person should go and ask his Rebbe or something, you know, I'm in the middle of davening and I forgot whether or not I said the same Talmud of Racha, and it's now some, whatever your shayla in davening is, the Chayyim Adam says you can ask someone in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. The Emek Bracha, by the way, is an unbelievable sefer. So the Emek Bracha writes that it's not shayich to ask someone a question in the middle of davening. Because according to Reb Chaim, that there's Tzvei Dinim in Kavana, and one din of Kavana is that you're a friend of Hashem. If I'm speaking to you, I'm not a friend of Hashem. You can only, right? I can't be speaking to you and also recognize that I'm in the presence of the Lord. So therefore the Emek Bracha says, the Chayi Adam is wrong. If the idea of tshuva is that same intense awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I think we could understand, I spoke about this a few years ago here in Yeshiva, that, you know, we have Aseret Yemei Tshuva. When you think about Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the thing that we do more than we do the rest of the year is we daven. Now, davening is longer. That's basically Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Say slichas, be tired, davening is long. Right? Even we Ashkenazim generally start slichas before Rosh Hashanah, but the Ikar Hadin and the Rambam is that slichas is only during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So it's not Aseret Yemei Tshuva, it's Aseret Yemei Tefillah, no? Davening is different. You say, Melech HaKadosh. Hey, the only real differences are in davening. So what's the pshat? I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is that through tefillah, through being omeid lefnei Hashem more, that's how we come to tshuva. Tshuva means that once I'm omeid lefnei Hashem, then I do vidui. That's my second ha'ara that I wanted to make on the Rambam. I said we'll do it for 10 minutes. We'll be done in what I have, 1 minute and 20 seconds left. So it goes hazoi. The next ha'ara is the Rambam writes that you have to do, right, ze vidui devarim. Vidui devarim means, translate the words, vidui is confession of devarim, of words. That means you have to articulate the vidui. Throughout Torah, we have dinim of Shomea Ka'ona. You have din that you could be motzimi, no? But vidui is something I can't be yotze, ayidei someone else. I can't make a shaliach to do vidui for me, no? There's a din of vidui devarim. Vidui devarim means that you have to articulate the vidui. You have to spell it out. Why that is true, how come vidui has to be articulated rather than just thinking, might be because, and I saw Rav Mordechai Gifter has this in his Sefer on Hilchos Tshuva, Rav Gifter has the idea that sometimes when you're just thinking, when you think something in your mind, it's not concretized and it's not finalized. When you articulate it, then it becomes then it becomes finalized. So in the Zohar, I said before, I don't know any Zohar, but this one Zohar, if one quotes, the Zohar says that about the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Hashem knows the Zman of Mashiach, but Liba Lepuma Lo Galya. The Ribbono Shel Olam never brought it from the heart to the mouth. Hashem never articulated when that Zman of Mashiach is going to be. When you articulate something, it becomes finalized. So Rav Gifter feels that vidui devarim doesn't really mean you have to use words, it just means it has to be concretized. According to his mahalach, if I would write down my vidui, I'd also be yotze. The Rambam, you get the impression, it's not like that, you get the impression from the Rambam, vidui really has to be vidui devarim. I'm not sure why, and maybe we'll leave this kasha for you guys for tomorrow. How come you have to articulate vidui rather than just thinking about it? Okay, Fevra? So that was... It wasn't even the full Rambam. It was like half a Rambam.